You're listening to Barter with Christine with your host, profit improvement expert Christine Radovich. Listen live at a new time slot every Tuesday at 4:30 as Christine talks with business owners on how to increase cash flow and grow profits. Now, here's your host, Christine Radovich.
Welcome to the Barter with Christine show. I'm your host, profit improvement expert Christine Radovich. First, let me apologize if my voice sounds a little raspy today, as it's not quite 100% after a bout of laryngitis, but here we are. So today's show is going to be very helpful to you if you are a business owner or an aspiring one, especially if you are in the hospitality industry. If you have a vacation rental property, a bed and breakfast, or an Airbnb, or know someone that does, you will definitely want to capture the information we are about to share. As the president of Atlantic Barter, I like to bring this weekly show to you so that you can learn a different way of doing business. It is one of America's best kept business secrets. It's professional trading. And as I said earlier, because I have a returning guest. And if you've listened to my show before, you may remember him, or if this is your first time listening, this is a man who has helped many business owners succeed through the years from his knowledge and expertise. I have brought him back, and he will be a guest again in the future, because this is someone I admire greatly, and he has over 40 years of experience in the professional trading industry. Bill Meacham of the Barter Authority, welcome back to the Barter with Christine show.
Thank you so much for having me again, Christine. You surely build me up strong. I hope I meet everybody's expectations. Listen, I'm so proud of you, what you've done with this radio show, that you've continued on working to educate business owners out there about another way of doing business without the use of cash. And I'm very, very proud of you for that.
Well, thank you so much. That means the world to me. And it is great to have you back. We had such synergy last time, and the feedback from those listening to the show was so positive. I thought, hey, let's do it again. So I was thinking about summer's end and what businesses are going into maybe their slower seasons and how you and I can help those business owners. So I thought today we might hone in on those with vacation rental properties, bed and breakfasts, or Airbnbs. Are you with me on that?
Absolutely. And you know what's very unique about this is that when they say they're going into their slow season, in our industry, it never stops, does it?
No, it sure doesn't. We don't have a slow season. So what we do, and just to kind of recap, is professional trading. And we're not talking stocks. We're talking about the trading of excess time, inventory, just really open time slots, right? If you're a service provider and you have empty appointment times in your calendar, or you're an attorney with extra billable hours, or you're a product-based business, like maybe a retail merchant, and you have excess inventory, that is a perfect fit for organized barter, or like we call it, professional trading. And we're not talking about one-on-one trading, are we, Bill?
No, this is the hardest part that we have, and is to explain, is that we have our own legal currency, just like cash, and treated just like cash. So the old Stone Age way of barter is no longer existing in our world. We just have to continue on educating business owners that there is another legalized currency that you can use in our system.
That's right. And it's called trade dollars. And those trade dollars are recognized by the IRS as reportable revenue. So everything is dollar for dollar, regular value. So what we do is level the playing field so that the $100 an hour massage therapist can trade with the $400 an hour attorney. They just have to be able to do enough business to pay for their legal services.
Absolutely. And we have the tracking system. Yeah, that's absolutely correct. We have the tracking system and our software that tracks all this. So we take the work out of any individual that have to keep up with the bookkeeping. So right. It's a very unique system that we do.
Right. So why don't we start with your famous quote about trade?
Well, I think it is kind of a unique phrase, isn't it? Everybody's after cash, especially in the way the economy is going now. And everybody's chasing the dollar. And so when it comes, cash is king coming in. But I can tell you our currency, trade dollars, is king when you have to put it out.
That's correct.
I'm going to have to live up. We're going to have to live up to that one, aren't we, Christine?
And we do, and we have. Combined, we have over 60 years in this business. And there is nothing better than protecting your cash flow when you're spending trade dollars. So I think what we should do is break it down for those listening. I know a lot of bed and breakfast owners and Airbnb property owners are listening today. There was a lot of marketing done for today's episode. And if you happen to see the announcement on Instagram or Facebook or Alignable, it was really plastered out there. So I know we have a lot of great listeners that probably have empty rooms, and they're probably thinking to themselves, well, how do I get through the slower season? How do I book midweek days? How do I save cash on the things that I'm putting money out for? So I'm going to let you take the lead there, Bill.
Yes. Everybody that has a rental property, a bed and breakfast, any kind of vacation area that you utilize real strongly in the summertime, our situation is such a unique deal that we can take those excess weeks that are not in demand for you guys and girls of what your property is and turn it into a currency that can be utilized with other products and services, meaning our customer base of business owners stretches not only in her local area. I'm out of Richmond, Virginia Beach. It goes from there, but also we're connected across the United States. So we actually have a travel department. Isn't that neat?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Canada. Let's not forget Canada, because we have relations.
Don't forget Canada. Well, we go down to the Caribbean as well. So, yeah, it just continues on, doesn't it? So what's kind of unique about it is that you contact us by working with us. We're your agent. We go under your guidelines. We learn about your property, what you got availability, and we go out with our brokers and our team, and we also email it out to companies like ours across the United States, and we broker one-on-one to people that are still traveling that are looking for places to go. So it's kind of like hitting the lottery. If you have a place in Outer Banks or on the Eastern Shore or down in the Caribbean or Florida, it doesn't matter. There's always a niche for somebody out there in our system looking to take a break and take a vacation. And the fact that they do not have to pull cash out of their pocket. And when I say cash, that's what the king of the world is that you don't want to get rid of. When they can actually buy a vacation time using our currency without outlaying cash, people will take advantage of that on a regular basis, won't they?
Yeah. Now, let me stop you just right there for a moment. Now, I know you're out there listening, saying, well, I want cash. I don't necessarily want to trade my rooms. But here is the key takeaway from this. Every empty room that you have for every night that goes by is a loss of revenue. You will never be able to recapture that. Would you rather put a warm body in that room and earn full retail value for that night that you can turn around and use to purchase something else, or would you rather let it go empty? Now, my thought is that, you know, and within the hospitality industry, the main goal is to maximize your operational capacity. What would your business look like if it were operating at 100% maximum capacity all the time? Every room was filled. Every night of the week, every day of the year.
That's a dream come true, isn't it?
It is.
Here's what you made that people need to realize, and let me rehash it. That room, that cottage night, whatever it is, that bed and breakfast night that you have sitting empty, if it sells for $200 a day or a night at 11:59 in the evening, is $200. At 12 o'clock, you just lost $200. You'll never be able to recaption again. And I tell people that you're better off to get popcorn for that day that it goes by better than let it go and do nothing with. If that makes any sense.
Right. And so now what if that you had this additional revenue stream where you could take those trade dollars and turn it into marketing or advertising or maybe even another vacation so that when you need to get away, you don't have to pay cash out of your pocket. And that's the goal here, is it's going to help protect your cash flow. It's not just going to bring you new customers that, by the way, will recommend your Airbnb or your B&B or your vacation rental property when they had a great experience. They're going to tell their cash paying friends, family, and neighbors who aren't part of a barter exchange. And you're going to exponentially grow the cash side of your business just from participation in a trade exchange. Isn't that right, Bill?
Yep. Yes. You can take those dollars that you're going to have in your account that we created in the exposure. Not only like what she's telling you, you can bank those dollars up and use it to take another trip, as she well said, but you can also use it for exterminating for your cottage, your carpet cleaning, and the marketing can expose you completely around the United States if you wanted to go as far as that. But at the same time, you could turn that, those dollars into a chiropractor, making your back feel better. So it's endless of what those dollars that we create for you can do. But I think she hit on it mainly the exposure, the fact that we deal with business owners that make things happen, that deal with other business owners, just creates the cash rub off business that can help keep branding and building your bed and breakfast or vacation home on a regular basis. And you know what the neatest thing about it is? A lot of times somebody will rent a room out or do something for one of our clients, and they'll receive three or four clients down the road for cash, and they don't even know where it came from, if you know what I mean.
Right. And also the positive reviews. I know that when my barter members, I have a lady who she has a spa in Ocean City, New Jersey. She's a wonderful barter member. She's been in my network for many, many years. She does her full service spa on trade. And she actually came down to stay in your market there. And remember, I called you up and your brokers took care of me and gave me a list of all kinds of things that she could obtain on trade while she was in the area, restaurants and massage and museums and fun things to do. So I gave her the list. She picked out what she wanted. We sent her those gift certificates and she came into your market, visited those restaurants. And here she lives in New Jersey, but she was visiting Virginia. And when she got back, she was so impressed with the quality of service that she received and the products and the food. She went on and made sure she took pictures and gave glowing reviews for all of those businesses. And you can't put a price tag on that.
No. You look at it like right now in the fall's coming, and if you have something in the mountains, you know, everybody now is, instead of chasing the beach or looking to chase to go to the mountains. So if you have a bed and breakfast or a vacation place in the mountains that's not being rented, please get hold of Christine in her area. And if you got something anywhere in Virginia, you can get hold of me because we need those. We have clients daily that are asking for those areas. And if you have a cottage on the coast, it is a must that if you got extra weeks, we would love to be able to work with you. So, I want you guys as business owners to look at it. Even if you're not a business owner, you are a business owner with that vacation home. And a lot of them leave the realtors to take care of their position. But you as the owner can pull it out and rent it yourself and do what you want to with it. So if that makes any sense to everybody.
Yep. And I have to say, you know, you're probably wondering, well, what does this cost, right? So I know in my exchange, our sign-on fee is less than it costs to belong to a chamber of commerce. In fact, we really steeply reduced our membership fee because of COVID, and we wanted to make joining Affordable. We wanted people to be able to dip their toes in the water, so to speak, to give it a try. So we're offering really reduced membership fee. And for, I don't know what you charge, and I don't want to get into that right now, but definitely give us a call. We're happy to work something out with you. And, you know, the fees that you pay realtors, the percentages that you pay realtors, realty companies,
we're cheap.
Online services, we are far, far less than that.
We're cheap. We're the cheapest date you'll ever have.
That's right.
What's unique, all exchanges charge different dollars. And I tell you one thing that I do, and I know you could back yourself up with it. Anybody that becomes involved in my industry and joins my network, I guarantee them at least five times back their investment to deal with me, mm-hmm. or I'll give them their money back. Because if I can't move your product, and you know, so it's we have a situation of the barter industry can help everybody out. It's not limited. So it's just the education behind it that, you know, that once you have it and see it yourself, then you can take advantage of it like all the other members do.
Right. And I just want to reiterate that you can buy from or sell to anyone in the network and beyond. I mean, we have, like Bill said, we have relationships throughout the country, even internationally. If you like to travel, I have travel opportunities where you can even go to Spain, Italy, Greece. I mean, all the opportunities are there. So it's really what you don't know that you don't know. If you've never been exposed to professional trading before, now is the time to dip your toe in the water. It's probably going to be very beneficial to you to gain an additional revenue stream now, before times get even leaner in the future, so that you have something to fall back on. There's a cushion there. If you need your carpets cleaned and cash is tight, lean on the barter. If you need, like Bill said, pest control, lean on the barter. Now, we can't promise everything all of the time because it is a live market, and the availability of goods and services changes. What we have today might not be available tomorrow,
well,
and vice versa.
To make that a strong answer, is mm-hmm. the same way putting your own self as a business owner or the person who owns that vacation place. Mm-hmm. You look at yourself individually. Sometimes it's rented, even though we have clients that want to use it.
Right.
So it works itself out around everybody. So in the industry, you just have to be flexible. And not only when you want something, if somebody's got it utilized, you have to look at it the same way that if you got it booked, the other person who needs it or wants it has to be, you know, versatile in looking at another date if it's available.
That's true. It's a great point. So we're going to pause here. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about more strategies, how we can help maximize your operational capacity and save you money. So don't go anywhere. We'll catch you on the flip side of the break.
Jim, your restaurant looks great. You have a lot of new customers.
Thanks, Dan. Things have really turned around.
What changed?
I joined Atlantic Barter, one of the area's oldest and largest barter exchanges in the Mid-Atlantic region. They really helped me grow my business.
How did they help you?
Well, through them, I traded restaurant meals in exchange for things like advertising and pest control services. They saved me thousands of dollars already.
Do you think my business could benefit?
Absolutely. The painter I used on trade to paint my restaurant picked up a cash job from one of my customers.
That's great. I need new customers.
Give them a call at 302-654-5650 or visit AtlanticBarter.com. They work with all kinds of businesses.
I'm calling today. I definitely want to save some cash. I don't know why I haven't done this before.
Be smarter, think barter. Visit them on the web at AtlanticBarter.com to build barter into your business plan. Call 302-654-5650. That's 302-654-5650.
We're back listening to the Barter with Christine show. I'm your host, profit improvement expert Christine Radovich, and today's guest is Bill Meacham of the Barter Authority, located in Virginia. So, Bill, we were discussing before the break the opportunity to gain additional revenue through professional trading and why this is so important for Airbnbs and bed and breakfasts and vacation rental property owners, because we know every night that passes where they don't have a warm body in a room, that's a loss of revenue. And I'm sure you're the same way that I am, Bill. When we go to events or we stay at an Airbnb, or not an Airbnb, but we stay at a bed and breakfast or a hotel, we're looking around and we're counting the empty rooms. And we're looking at the, you know, availability calendar. And we're like, oh, all these midweek days, you know, or these spare weekends, we could fill them. And it's a shame because you don't have to take that loss if you just align yourself with an organized barter exchange, such as Bill's or myself. We can certainly work with you to help, you know, maximize that operational capacity. Isn't that true, Bill?
Yeah. You know, the hardest thing about it is if you ask the room that's sitting empty, would it like to do it? It would tell you yes. But you have an owner that gets in the way that if it's not thinking correctly about our industry, that prevents extra income and exposure. So as we're looking for companies and business owners and individuals with property or value that have a place to stay, we're looking for open-minded people who want to get ahead in life, who are honest, who want more exposure, want more income. You realize if you got more income, you can improve your lifestyle. And I guess everybody knows that, or you wouldn't have a place to rent out. But right. We've got clients that we do 10,000 a year with. We got clients we do 50,000 a year with. We got clients we do above $50,000 a year with. And over the time, well, you just look at it this way as a business owner. You take in excess inventory and you're turning it into a valuable dollar that can benefit completely all the way around you, whether it's yourself, your family, or your business employees. It doesn't matter. Somebody can get ahead with this. And you look at it after you work with a professional trade exchange like what Christine and I have. So let's say today that you joined and you have a property. And let's say this year alone, we send 10 new clients to you that would have never come to you, had no idea who you were, had no idea what you offered. And those 10 clients love what you're doing. We're going back to what Christine says about marketing. Well, all of a sudden, you got 10 new people like billboards exposing your property outside of our industry in the cash world. Well, we work with companies. I've got companies I've dealt with for 40 years, and that's long-term relationships. So if you think about the average, if we send you 10 new clients a year, and in 2 years, we sent you 20 new clients. And in 3 years, we sent you 30 new clients. In 4 years, we sent you 40 new clients. In 5 years, we sent you 50. Can you imagine what availability, exposure, and cash rub-off business that we've helped you build your place will be? Does that make any sense to you, Christine?
Oh,
I'm talking,
of course.
I know you got it. But,
of
you know,
course.
50 people talking about you. Is that crazy?
It's amazing. And let me just put it to you this way. I just stayed for the very first time in an Airbnb last week. And it was a Thursday night. I had to be out of town for a business function with one of my clients. And we caught this beautiful bed and breakfast in Annapolis, Maryland. And I'm raving about it because not only was it, I mean, let me tell you, the host set the bar high for any future Airbnb stays that I could ever visit. They were so accommodating, so friendly. They fully stocked the whole unit. It felt like you were at a home away from home. It was gorgeous. It was clean. It was inviting. There was an indoor pool. They had goats. They had chickens. They had two dogs. And as an animal lover, I was in my glory. And I was, I mean, we checked in kind of late at night and it was in the dark and I was feeding the goats by hand. And I think I startled the host when she came down from upstairs to put the electric fence up. And she saw me in the dark and I said, I'm so sorry. I said, I couldn't resist just, you know, petting the goats and feeding them, you know, because they had goat treats in the unit. And she goes, oh, no, that's fine. So she puts the electric fence up to keep the fox from getting in at them. But it was such a wonderful experience. And not only did they have the indoor pool, but they had a hammock and a play area for kids and a trampoline. And the yard was big and clean and a gorgeous deck. And I cannot stop raving about this short-term rental in Annapolis. I'm telling everybody, and not just
guess
my
what? Hey, look at you. People. You're on the. That client did a great job.
Yes,
and the exposure that they've already gotten just from you, I guarantee you, they had no idea you'd be on the radio talking to everybody about it today. Is that what you call inexpensive marketing?
Right, it's free marketing.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, they are now a member of the Atlantic Barter Network. So if they have availability, they'll barter it out. And, you know, that's what it's about. He completely understood. You're right. You know, it's a loss of revenue. So why not put a warm body in the unit and use that revenue to offset my current cash expenditures? Every trade dollar spent is a cash dollar saved. And that's all you have to know and understand. And for those of you out there thinking, well, if it's not broke, don't fix it. You know, you're the people that hate change, and change is inevitable. Growth is optional. And there was a great quote from George Bernard Shaw that says, progress is impossible without change. And those who cannot change their minds cannot change anything. So if you're sitting there doing the same thing that you've always done, you're going to get the same results. But if you want to grow your business, take it to the next level, maximize your operational capacity, have all kinds of cash business coming in addition to new barter customers, which, by the way, are all business owners. We send quality people through your doors. Then take advantage of working together with Bill or I. I mean, if you work with one of us, you work with both of us, because we're like brothers and sisters. He's my
Absolutely.
Brother from another mother, right? And I'm a sister from another
mister. And my sister from another mother.
And I'm your sister from another mister. So Bill and I are tight. We work closely together. It's why I have him on my show. We trust each other immensely, and we work together extremely well. He has an incredible brokerage staff down there in Virginia, and they're really top notch. And I align myself with other top notch trade exchanges. If they're not part of the National Association or not part of one of my direct reciprocals, then I don't want to work with them. But Bill and his operation are bar none. So Bill, let people know how to get in touch with you.
If you need to get hold of me, my corporate name is Bankmark, capital BANC, capital MARC, standing for marketing, banking, more money, marketing, more exposure. My cell is 804-539-3198. My company is Bankmark Trading as the Barter Authority. I'm out of Richmond in Virginia Beach as well. And working through Christine, once you're a part of her, you're a part of me, and vice versa. So,
well, thank you, Bill, for being my guest. And as always, I want you to visit AtlanticBarter.com for more information. There's an FAQ section there. And on the FAQ section, you can check out our list of categories of all the different types of business owners that participate. We don't just work with the hospitality industry. We work with all kinds of business owners. So give us a call, 302-654-5650, for an absolutely free consultation with me. And again, if you want to work with Bill and myself, we're all connected. So let's do this. Let's bring you more business. Let's save your cash flow. And as I like to say at the close of every show, be smarter, think barter.